Coming up next, you just saw her sing beautifully. Now she's going to tell a story. Claire Friedman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand.
Oh, all right.
I know. I wasn't expecting it either. Who here was? Not I. Betsy stood behind me and said, "Do you know the meaning of the word pusillanimous?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "What does it mean?" And I said, "I do not know." She said, "Pusillanimous means to lack courage or determination. It means to be timid. And you are pusillanimous." This was very harsh, considering that the task in question was that two magenta squares I had picked were too close to the same shade. And I should really be trying to match something like, oh, I don't know, a magenta and a red. Betsy was my color professor in art school. 50 years previous, she had started teaching the class. And had no time for your bullshit. The task at hand was trying to make two colors look like the same color, even though they were different colors, and mine were too easy, so I was a coward. I once heard her say to a girl during a final critique, "You're in Roxy's class. You're in Roxy's painting class, right?" And the girl said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Never tell Roxy you took my class. I don't want to be embarrassed." She's great. She was a great teacher. And she was right. I'm a coward. I am an absolute, absolute coward. I'm going to talk about three people during this story. The second is Matthew McConaughey. So in Matthew McConaughey's Oscar speech a couple years ago, he talked about who his hero was, and his answer was myself. He said when he was 15, somebody came up to him and asked who his hero was, and he said, "My hero is me when I'm 25. And when he was 25, he said, "My hero is me when I'm 35. And he said that because Matthew McConaughey is a narcissist. But he's doing all right, so. All right. So maybe we can learn something from that particular arrogant set of abs. I was thinking a lot about that recently because I was thinking about if I would be my hero as a 15-year-old. And about exactly 10 years ago when I was 15, I was in the process of losing my 4.0, which had been my primary goal in high school. It was to be valedictorian of my class. And I wasn't because, as you may have guessed from the previous pusillanimous story, I thought I was smarter than I was. So that didn't work out. I had a very few specific set of goals for myself that really accumulated and ended with high school. And so if you were to ask 15-year-old Claire, what do you think you want 25-year-old Claire to be? I don't think she would have a question other than I hope that she was valedictorian when she was 18. The third person I'm going to talk about is my dad. My dad is Dennis. He, when he was 25, was in the process of getting married and was also the youngest ever vice president of IDS, which is a division of the financial services division of American Express, which you may notice is boring. both he and my mother, and probably in the future my two brothers, are all MBAs, and I'm not. I went to art school, and even when I did transfer to art school, I wound up getting a degree in both painting and arts administration, which is a way for you to say with your major, I'm not confident enough in my art to determine that I can support myself with it in the future, so I'm going to say that I like management. We got actors here. Uh, Even for a time while I was in art school, I thought, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get an art degree and then an MBA, which is a ridiculous thing to do. And I didn't do because that's stupid as fuck. And instead, I decided to live life for a while without any specific goals and just try and get good at a lot of things and work with a lot of good people. And I've done that, and now I'm 25, and I'm looking ahead to when I'm 35, and what I'll need to do then to be my own hero, per Mr. McConaughey's wishes. And the only real goal I have for myself as a 35-year-old is that I want my kids to be proud of what it is that I'm doing. Which is a lot, because it predetermines, one, that I need to be proud of what I'm doing, two, that I have children, three, that I can speak, and four, that I'm alive, which is a big goal for me. A child who, as a hypochondriac teenager, thought that she would surely die before she was 30, so she's got to get a lot of accomplishments in before then. As it stands right now, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't have goals. I have drive, but not determination, because just like Betsy said, I am pusillanimous.